This is the Brandon T. Adams Audio Experience. Let's get started. Welcome back to the Brandon T. Adams Audio Experience. I'm Brandon T. Adams, and this is episode 60. And we're in with Simon Leslie. This is a fireside chat from Rise and Record 2022, where I sat down with Simon. Simon is such an amazing individual who's built the massive company, Inc. Global, and he's traveled around the world. They do travel advertising, but now he's went on to do some other amazing things with his endeavor. He actually just bought a football team, fun fact, which he doesn't share in this, but you can follow Simon on social media and learn more about what he's doing there. But he's become a good friend of mine and just a great mentor. And in this fireside chat that you're going to hear, he's talking all about finding your energy within your inner self. He talks about sales tips. Simon is honestly one of the best salesmen I've ever met. He's so good with communication and selling. And then also he talks about the importance of investing in yourself. So let's jump into this fireside chat with Simon Leslie. You are a master storyteller. And that's why, one of the reasons why I believe you're so successful. And another reason, you talk about energy. Where do you get your energy?
I don't know. No one's ever asked me that before. Actually, people ask me that a lot, and I don't know the answer. I think it's just who I am. Yeah. Now, if you'd met me when I was 16, I was like the shyest retiring human being you'd ever meet. I would have walked across the road. I wouldn't even be able to look you in the eye. But it's work. It's doing the inner work. You do that work. I mean, I've done regression therapy. I've gone back and I've thought about who I am, from charisma to handwriting to NLP to hypnosis to micro-expressions. And I think all of that comes from learning, like being a lifelong learner. Traveling, you know, traveling up into 83 countries, meeting different people from different cultures, getting rid of the fear and finding love in everything you do. I should get Brian just to write my speeches. That's where the energy comes from, and being passionate and excited about my life. You know, I'm waking up and I know that just being awake is enough.
Yeah.
You know, someone asked me, what's a bad day? I said, a bad day is a day you don't get. If you get it, it's a good day. There is no other alternative as far as I'm concerned.
One thing, I keep telling you this, you're one of the greatest salespeople I know, and storytelling is a good part of that, but we've traveled around before, and I've just experienced how you've enrolled others, whether we're getting food at a restaurant, going to a clothing store, you've understood how to enroll others into something that's your outcome. Can you share with the people here, because sales obviously is a powerful tool to help people grow and help more people. I really believe that, like, if you can help somebody, it's your duty to get them to work with you. What are some sales tips, and being very like technical, and what are some tips that they can take away to use in their own business, whether it's some kind of NLP or conversation, your voice, variation, whatever that may be, that can help people?
I think you've got to have a point of view. Too many people don't have a point of view. They don't stand for anything. You've got to stand for something. And people don't have to agree with what you stand for, but they will appreciate you if you believe it with enough conviction. I keep saying this, people have to believe what you believe. That's when people will do, they will march through walls for you. They'll fight for you, even though there was, for many of my team, there was no obvious solution to the, you know, they could have got jobs elsewhere, and a lot of them did, but they believe what I believe, and that sort of comes from storytelling. The reason I think I've been successful over the last 18 months is I've started telling that narrative. I started telling people where we were going. And a bit like Nostradamus, right? If you say things, and this is the great thing about all these guys on social media, is that they say things and some of them come true. And then they focus on those and say, look, I am very clever. And I take the same principle. I tell people lots of things and some of them come true. And as long as one or two of the things that you say come true, then people believe you. And that's what selling is. Selling is you're taking somebody else's problem and you're helping them fix it. Nothing more than that. People try and overcomplicate it, and people don't like being called salespeople. You know, on my business card, it says salesman. It doesn't say CEO. It's a salesman. I love sales. I think the art of selling is a superpower. Don't don't be ashamed that you're a salesman. I'm in business development. I'm in new business. I'm a consultative salesman. No, you're not. If you're not selling, you're not a salesman. If you are selling, you're a salesman or a saleswoman. Unless something gets sold, nothing happens. If you don't sell a house, nothing happens. It's like advertising. You don't have to do it. Nothing will happen. Think about that for a second. Advertising. You don't have to do it. If you don't do it, nothing happens. I think I went over too many people's heads. If you don't do advertising, nothing will happen. You need to promote yourselves. You need to make sure people know what you do. You don't have to spend money. Advertising doesn't mean spending money. It means promoting yourselves. It means being a person of interest, being a business of interest, being an employer of interest, having a culture that people care about. And culture is what's happening right now in my business when I'm not there. Not when I walk in and they all jump up and down and go, woo! Energy is so important to me that every morning at 8:30, if I'm there or I'm not, in three offices around the world, in Singapore, London and Miami, at 8:30 every morning they have an energy session. They shake off whatever crap they brought to the office and they get, some of them play ping pong, some of them play foosball, and whatever it is, they have an energy. They change their state.
So beyond selling is important. Talk about investing, because I personally have invested a lot of money over the years, whether events or myself and mentors and masterminds and experiences, coaches, speakers. And for me, just to give the perspective, like I look at when I give value to somebody else, it comes back in return. But I'm looking to add value, value, value. You said something in the room the other day in the mastermind. You said, I loved it. You're like, Brandon, you're the kind of guy that if I give you $20, you're going to give me $100 back. Can you share how investing is so important in yourself and just some examples over the years?
Yeah, I did a... it's funny, I left school at 16 with no education, didn't go to university, and now I get invited to the biggest universities in the world to talk to their students. And I still find that rather surreal. So I was in Hungary at the Cornavus University, and this young guy said to me, he goes, if you had $10,000 right now, would you invest it in crypto, stocks, or property? And I said, no, I'd invest it in training and developing and making yourself better. Because you get a far better return on that 10,000 than you will in anything else. It is so important. That's why I said, you know, the value that the guys who were there yesterday got is priceless. Doesn't matter what they paid. Whatever they paid, it was worth 10, 15, 20 times that. If you're not investing in yourself, the reason that I've been able to weather so many torrential storms is because I am a lifelong learner. I've written 4 books. I didn't even get an English qualification. My editors, who are geniuses, said, how'd you write like that? Are you write with such flair and such? I said, because it's all I'm doing is I'm transferring what's in my mouth onto paper. You can do that. Anyone can do that. I've got nothing. I've got no pedigree that you can say, well, it's because you did this or you did that. People say to me, now, you went to Harvard because it's on my LinkedIn. I was at Harvard for a week. I found the people there absolutely, can't even think of a nice adjective for it. They weren't interested in learning. I was interested in learning. They were just interested in getting paid by their company so they could take another week off work. I have 4 sons. Not one of them is going to go to university. Not because I told them not to, it's because that's the decision they've decided to do. My eldest son has now got the fastest growing influencer agency in the United Kingdom. Of everything I've done in my life, watching these guys grow up into strong, kind, generous human beings is much more valuable than anything else. And that's the thing that we all need. We need something in our life that we're proud of, that we've put everything into. You know, I wasn't the best dad. I was absent. I was a Disneyland dad. I don't know if you've heard that before. You know, I took them on great holidays, but that was about it. And then I was off. But I think they saw things in me that they're replicating now. I did a marathon. I did a half Ironman. I climbed Kilimanjaro. I did 2 marathons across the Sahara. I just signed up for the 100 push-up challenge in November.
Love it. I'll join that.
People, your staff, your kids, your family, your partner, they don't care what you say. They watch what you do. If you're not doing stuff that they can think, I can take something from that, that's where the disappointment, that's where the trauma is going to kick in. And the only thing I'm going to add to what Brian said is, whatever trauma you've got, whatever story you've been telling yourself, it is changeable. It's correctable. And it doesn't take that much. I've helped transform the lives of people because I love a train wreck. I like people who've been let down by society, who've been let down by people. And I love to help them and make them grow. I actually said I'm really rubbish at recruiting because everybody that sits in front of me, I want to offer a job. I'm really good. I say, look, you guys recruit them, I'll just train them. But you've got to have these qualities in your life that you bring to whatever event, wherever your feet are. It's so important. Wherever your feet are, be the best dad, be the best husband, be the best boyfriend, be the best mum, brother, whatever, wherever your feet are. Don't cross things. That's how you create balance. If you do that, you've got great energy, whatever the conversation.
I just want to acknowledge you for how much you've invested in all of us in your time here, also yesterday. You are an amazing human being. You've helped me so much. Obviously, during COVID, we've both kind of had people to talk to. But thank you.